White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, are you going to any upcoming shows?
I am. I am going to one of Harry Styles' 5 shows here in Austin in September.
Oh, you're not
or
going
October.
To share?
Just kidding. Oh my gosh. For those of you who don't know, I purchased some tickets that I thought were, they were having this great like month deal where it was like going back to old school ticket prices, right? And so all the concert tickets, not all of them, they had a group of concert tickets that were $25 a ticket, like back in the day.
Yeah.
And I get, and I'm like, oh man, I bet, let's see who's on there. And I get on and I see who, what I think is Cher. And I'm like, Cher is coming back?
For $25?
And I could see her for $25. And granted, I was like, okay, the seats are up in the nosebleed section, but I was like, I don't care. And I'm going to get 4 of them because this is going to be an awesome show. And it's Cher and I've never seen her and it's so great. I purchased, boop, boop, boop. And then I look a little closer and I'm like, wait a minute, are there 2 E's in that word?
How did you miss that?
It was Cheer, because I was doing it on my phone. I'm 51. I was a little excited about the 25 and didn't look closely. So I bought 4 tickets to a Cheer competition. I did end up being able to sell them. But one of the things that I've noticed, because I tried to get Harry Styles tickets and it got ridiculous. So I backed out. And then a friend of mine actually invited me to go with her. But have you tried to buy tickets lately?
No.
Like on Ticketmaster?
No.
Okay. So Ticketmaster has this new program called Dynamic Pricing. And basically, what it means...
I already don't like the sound of this.
Okay.
Okay.
Basically, it means that the prices aren't set.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's the variable pricing. So, you know, if you get in right when it opens, then you get the normal price. But as the sales go back and forth, the prices jump around. So, like, I got on, and the first time I looked at the Harry Styles, it was, like, 125 tickets for this seat. So, I was like, okay, great. So, I go to get it, and then they say, sorry, that price is gone. Now, it's $350. And so, then I go back, and I find another $100-something one. I click on it, and then it's like, sorry, that's lost. And it's $500. Like, literally, the pricing... I never got the $125 tickets because every time I actually went to click on it to purchase it, the price changed and it was now a ridiculous amount.
And it changed
amount.
That fast.
Because, yes, that fast. So
that is so obnoxious.
So I was furious about it because it's getting out of control. Really, Harry Styles? Really?
But why can't you just set a price?
Okay, so the artists... have to agree on it. Like the artists can say, yeah, I'll do the variable pricing or the dynamic pricing, or they can opt out of it. From what I read when I was ticked off at Harry. So in my eyes, Harry chose, yeah, let's do that because why not?
Right.
And because you just need so much more money, Harry. And then your fans, who a lot of them are teenage girls, right, like myself, they can't afford $400, $500 tickets. It's just infuriating. What happened to just getting or being with your people? Your fans. Arg. Anyway, so I was really ticked off about that. Then I see this story over the weekend. Bruce Springsteen's coming to town. We talked about it.
Moody, maybe in February.
Yeah, something like that. And
Moody Amphitheater.
Yes.
No, Moody Center.
Yeah, the Moody Center. So tickets are on sale. Ticketmaster opens it up. And because of the variable pricing, the tickets went to $5,000. Dollars a ticket. It is insane. Insane.
That's not right.
So Ticketmaster is defending it, saying, you know, look, not all of
the market calls it.
Right. And not all of those tickets are, apparently, I didn't see this when I went in for Harry Styles, but apparently not all of the seats are variable prices. Now, I'll tell you this
Let's
much.
Let's just throw another
not,
layer of confusion
it's the
in
cheap,
it.
It's not the cheap tickets are, because those were the ones I was trying to go for, and they kept changing. So what? Oh, the floor seats are just $1,000?
That's ridiculous.
It's just so ridiculous. So they claim that the average price of all the tickets so far, this is for Bruce Springsteen, because people were furious. They said, look, you know, this isn't the case for all the tickets, but it is a variable based on supply and demand. But they said the average price of all the tickets sold so far was $262. And 56% of them were sold for under $200 face value. All right. But I don't necessarily believe that because, like I said, my own personal experience trying to get Harry, I wasn't going for the expensive tickets. I was trying to go for the cheaper tickets, and they were literally changing. They were changing so fast that I would see the price that I wanted, click on it, and it was gone. It was very, very frustrating.
It doesn't make any sense.
I would never, ever.
How's anyone getting it? How's anyone?
Right,
no one's getting it.
Well, what's happening, yeah, the people that really, the true fans that are sitting in their basement on their, you know, used record player, I don't know, they don't get to go see these shows because they don't have the money. It's so frustrating.
Well, and so, you have to, like, set your alarm to the moment that they come out.
But I did do that for Harry Styles.
You did? Well, you tried.
I tried. It's impossible when you're fighting against a computer.
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible. And then you're sitting in a waiting room, too. You know, again, I don't think you've bought a ticket in a while, but, like, you get in and you wait.
I think I tried once a while back for something, and I was like, whoa. Maybe it was ACL. I don't know. It was something.
It's really frustrating. It's greedy.
Yeah.
And it's not serving the people that these musicians supposedly care about.
Why can't they figure out a system?
And who would $5,000? I know it's Bruce Springsteen. But
no, nope. No.
I mean, who would I pay $5,000 to see?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Cher.
Oh.
Who?
No, I'd only pay $25 to see her.
I can't think of anybody I would pay $5,000 to go see.
I don't have $5,000 to spend
me
on
either.
A ticket.
Me either.
So there's no one that I would see for mm-mm. $5,000.
No one.
I can't think of one person.
I mean, maybe a dinner party, if it was a dinner
party.
With...
Right. If I had a one-on-one, if Paul McCartney were, if Harry Styles was serenading me all night long and he let me wear his scarves.
And his
maybe.
Pants.
Maybe. Oh, pants. Yeah. He definitely, I would be wearing his pants, not him.
Right. Well, anyway, this is crazy.
Stupid.
I'm glad you told me. And they need to fix it.
Yes.
Yep. And any time they name something like that, dynamic, I'm like, uh-oh, this is going to
yeah,
be
yeah, you know
bad.
Why it's dynamic? Because it gets me all worked up. I'm dynamic.
Yeah, you're dynamite.
Mm-hmm.